540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Severe weather in Michigan has killed at least five people and left thousands without power. Wayne County CEO Warren C. Evans says now comes the cleanup.
The county ought to declare a state of emergency, which should, first of all, indicate the severity of the problems that we saw, but also will help us with requests to the state and to FEMA for disaster relief.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer activated the State Emergency Operations Center last night. Texas has its own problems weather-wise. Excessive heat means rolling blackouts may be necessary.
All Texans are being asked to conserve energy. It's the second request this week from ERCOT, the state's power grid operator. A combination of high peak load, extreme unplanned outages, and extreme low wind would trigger 15 to 45 minute rolling blackouts throughout the state. Record power demand is expected. The state has also had issues with thermal operators going down this week, and low wind is in the forecast.
That's reporter Chris Fox in Austin. Here's the good news. Inflation is going down. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it may not be going down enough.
2 months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal. We can't yet know the extent to which these lower readings will continue, or where underlying inflation will settle over coming quarters.
Powell was speaking at the annual central bankers meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. COVID numbers are ticking up nationwide, and so are hospitalizations. CBS's Michael George has that story.
Updated COVID boosters will be available mid-September once the FDA signs off and the CDC sets eligibility guidelines. The annual flu shot is out now and best taken in October. You can get both at the same time. Experts say if you do test positive for COVID, the best practice still stands. The CDC expects this trending uptick to continue into the fall.
The government will not provide the upcoming COVID boosters for free, although most insurance plans are required to cover the full cost of the vaccines without copays. The Spanish women's national team is protesting. Here's reporter Ben Jacobs.
81 female soccer players, including Spain's entire Women's World Cup winning squad, have signed a joint statement refusing to play until the Spanish Football Association president, Luis Rubiales, is removed.
Rubiales kissed player Jenny Hermoso on the lips after Spain's World Cup victory. He claimed it was mutual and with consent. She says it was not. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Because the inmate was in their care and ingested drugs and died, they've been charged. Two Waukesha County jail staff members are facing charges in connection with the in-custody death of Randy Glenn Jr. at the jail in January. He was found unresponsive the day after his arrest. It was revealed that he had ingested plastic bags containing cocaine and fentanyl before or after his arrest. Both Nurse Deborah Link and Lieutenant Joanna Grace are charged with abusing a resident of a penal facility. In a statement, the sheriff's office expressed their disappointment with the charges. Spotting squads in Waukesha may soon be more difficult. Over the next few months, you'll start to see a new look to the city squads. They'll be becoming all black. They'll also start to incorporate new technology like updated lighting elements and other enhancements. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Go right to the front lines of history in the making, a lot of it made. How about a mugshot? Let's talk about a mugshot. The Trump mugshot. It's a nasty looking mugshot, I'll tell you what. It's all over the newspapers, obviously. The New York Post, which is a tabloid in New York, but with a large circulation, very right wing, been very pro-Trump up till he was elected president. Then they had a falling out. It's owned by the same people, Rupert Murdoch, that owned Fox. And so now they are not quite as fervid about Trump, but they're still very right wing. Here's what they did. It's just their banner headline, New York Post, like normal, and the mugshot. That was it. That was it. Let me tell you my impression of that mugshot. First of all, people say, they try to make excuses for him, say, well, he was just trying to, you know, instill fear in the judge and Fannie Willis. And by the way, Fannie Willis knows no fear, okay? Great prosecutor. But in any event, he was angry and all this. I'll tell you my impression, and then I'm going to go over what some other people's impressions were. My impression is that when push came to shove, if he'd been smart, he would just smile, look relaxed, if he could have. But I think he is genuinely afraid of these prosecutions on a lot of levels. One of them is political, obviously, but the other one is, you know, the guy just turned 77 last month. He turned 77. You know, they talk about Biden's age. This guy's 3 years younger, for Pete's sake. In any event, if you have a chance of going to prison for any length of time when you're 77, and believe me, there are 91 felonies charged against him in four different jurisdictions, two federal, two state. Two states are New York and Atlanta, Georgia, federal of Washington, D.C., and Florida. Trying to beat all four of them on motions, on tricks, on pardons, on whatever, you can't miss one of them. If you are convicted on anything as a felony, there will be some prison time. I think that that mugshot showed fear. He's scared. And anger and sullenness. Remember something, this guy, think about this guy's gotten away with his entire life. His entire life. He sits on an airplane talking to a woman who's a stranger. Suddenly, he reaches over the armrest, puts his hand between her legs under her skirt. Nothing happens to him. E. Jean Carroll sees her in a very fancy department store in New York. They're up talking. No one's around. She goes in a dressing room. He goes in after her, throws her against the wall, lifts up her skirt, and puts his hand down her pants. Nothing. Up until now, nothing had happened to him. And even now, it's a $5 million verdict. Now he's being sued again. It's all because the top court in New York, their Supreme Court, they call the Court of Appeals. The New York Supreme Court, which in every other state you think is the top court, is a very low-level court. So their Court of Appeals, the equivalent of their Supreme Court, and their legislature, Court of Appeals, endorsed it, opened the statute of limitations. That's the only reason he faced consequences there. He blackmailed Zelensky to try to go after Joe Biden, and that was false, and he isn't going to send him arms. He gins up a crowd of thousands of people, some of them armed, and he says, take down the metal detectors. They're not here to hurt me. Well, who are they here to hurt? Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, his enemies. And he gins them up, and they go up. And let me tell you something. If you are a Trump supporter, how can you not say that that was bad leadership? Five people died. A woman, Ashley, whatever her name was, died. She was shot by a guard. She was up there. It was wrong that she was doing, but the president said, go up there. A bunch of guys break a window. She's starting to crawl through. She's dead. Mike Fanone, the cop, is almost kicked to death. He had to retire. He said, I have four daughters. That's the only reason he wasn't kicked to death. This is a cop. Kicked in the head. Another guy commits suicide. You saw the video of the guy getting his head squeezed in the door, screaming for mercy. 140 officers had to take sick leave. A lot of them, some of them had brain injuries. He ginned up that crowd. There's not a hint of remorse. There's not a hint of remorse. And I think that mugshot to me was the mugshot of really an adolescent who's gotten away with murder his entire life and really can't understand how he got caught this time. And that's how I look at it. It's fear, not just anger. It's not just anger at the judge, at this judge, at that prosecutor. It's fear, existential fear about what will happen to him. There are a couple of theories on it. Some of them I'm going to give you that I like. I think they're funny. You know, maybe they're insightful. And, you know, if anybody, I'm not a psychiatrist. If anybody out there is a friend of a psychologist, psychiatrist, ask them. Tell them to look at the picture. What emotion do they read in it? One guy goes in line. He says it's the Kubrick stare. What's the Kubrick stare? I learned this from this guy. He goes, it's a technique where a character stares at the camera with a forward tilt to convey they are in the peak of their derangement. A character stares at the camera with a forward tilt to convey they are at the peak of their derangement. And if you go online and look at this, at that description, he posts about three or four other pictures of villains and crazy people and murderers in different movies. And then he juxtaposes Trump's, and the posture is the same. The posture is absolutely the same. Another guy puts on a quotation. I've got to think that it's just satire, okay? I'm not saying that Trump said this, but it's perfect. Here's what the guy puts on as a Trump statement. Maybe he did say it. I don't know. Quote, Trump, it was a perfect mugshot, a beautiful mugshot. I don't think a mugshot has ever been this perfect or this beautiful. People come up to me with tears in their eyes and say, sir, I've never seen such a beautiful and perfect mugshot. Believe me. You know, I find it hard to believe that Trump said that. But that's essentially the synopsis of what he said about, for instance, his treacherous call to Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, where he said it was a beautiful call, a perfect call. Whoever put that on is perfect satire. Here's another wrinkle on the mugshot, which really surprised me. This woman is an idiot. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene photoshopped herself into an Atlanta prison or jail mugshot. She photographed, and she thought that was funny. She thought that was funny. Donald Trump is fundraising off it. It's now available on mugs. It's available on towels. It's available on baseball hats. And there was a letter from his flax saying if anybody else uses it, they'll be sued for trademark infringement. I got news for you guys. A mugshot is a public document. A newspaper can publish a mugshot. I can publish a mugshot. That was you, a felon. You know, the an accused felon. The Romans had Tiberius Caesar. Republicans have Felonius Caesar. Hail Caesar. Hail Felonius. But anyway, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim J.Y.M., Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, one of my least favorite of the congressmen, although he has a lot of competition with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, and the Freedom Caucus. But anyway, he attacked and criticized Marjorie Taylor Greene for photoshopping herself into a jail mugshot. And it's very, very harsh. And he goes, you don't understand the gravity of this. This is wrong. It's important. You shouldn't have done it. Why did Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan muster the courage to even do that? Because remember, he's the guy who's an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State. Maybe it was Miami of Ohio. I forget. It was a Ohio college. But in any event, he was accused of being knowledgeable about the sexual abuse of athletes by a team doctor. He didn't engage in it himself, but he was knowledgeable about it and didn't blow the whistle. And he's accused at one point of calling a wrestler that he coached and crying on the phone. It was a long call saying, please, please don't tell anybody that I knew about it. Deny it if you hear it and all that. I'm running for Congress. This is the clown Jim Jordan, whom the Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who they put in charge of an investigative committee. The reason he attacks Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, she was expelled from the Freedom Caucus because she attacked Lauren Boebert and called her the B word. And it was an absolute fight. And the Freedom Caucus rallied around Lauren Boebert. They are a sick, sick group. Sick group. Remember, six of the eight people at the debate the other night here in Milwaukee said that they would endorse and vote for Trump even if he is convicted, if he's the nominee. Six of the eight of them. Only Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie said they would not. John Bolton had the best statement. John Bolton was Trump's former national security advisor, remember? And Trump really wanted him for Secretary of State at one point. John Bolton was a schoolmate of mine, a year behind me in college. I was involved in a group with him called the Connecticut Intercollegiate Student Legislature. I was the state chairman, and then he was the head of the delegation from our college. Here's what John Bolton said. And John Bolton is a right-wing little screwball, but at least he's consistent. Here's what he said. Here's what John Bolton said about the mugshot. He said, quote, he could have smiled. He could have looked benign. Instead, he looked like a thug. Like a thug. That's what his national security advisor says. Trump has criticized Bolton by saying he's a liar, a dope, and a sick puppy. And this is the clown, the crooked, treacherous clown that we are considering for president. I'm not considering him, but Republican Party can't see through this. Recapture your party, guys. Recapture your party. We need a center-right party, and this guy is not it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
A new head coach.
We got one objective, one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 64. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 71. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. High temperatures reach up to 74. Sunday, under mainly clear skies, 78 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Start with Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, can you believe what's transpired over the last week for sure and all the way back to the first indictment? You know, I just can't fathom. It's an embarrassment. It's a tragedy and everything. And yet people are still on board with the whole situation. He's basically trying to profit off of this whole thing in spite of being scared of possibly put in jail over the next year or so. I just don't know. I could never fathom anything like this happening in our
right
country, and I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, good, very good point. Yeah. Let me make 2 points, though, Andy, to pick up on what you're saying. It's an important point. Number one, I take no pleasure in this. This is not something that some I think is a good thing. He's the guy that did it. It is a very good thing that the justice system is taking its course. And there's a great quotation from Professor Snyder, which I love to repeat. And it goes like this. Trump complains that the prosecutions are a violation of his constitutional rights. They're not a violation of his constitutional rights. They're a vindication of his constitutional rights. In other systems, an unsuccessful coup is not followed by a trial. Excellent call. Everybody stay on the line. I'm going to get you in order. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind at Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. I'll make this quick. What separates us from the rest of the world, or a lot of it, is the Republican Party has no platform for number one. But always remember this. President Biden, who I'm riding with, by the way, riding with Biden, he cares about safety nets. A lot of countries don't have safety nets. He cares about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, workman's compensation, unemployment compensation, and many more safety nets, which helps. It stops me from ending up on the street in a cardboard box. And if I get sick, just cart me off. So always remember that. Always remember that. Biden cares about everybody in this country. And the Republicans, Trump on down, do not care. So I had to make that point today. Safety nets. Biden cares about you. These other clowns don't. Thanks, Matt.
That's an excellent point. And they have no platform, and they don't give a horse's patoot about the average person. And they have opposed all safety nets. They tried to hold the New Deal unconstitutional itself back in the 1930s. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
That picture said to me, how dare you? How dare you? I'm the boss, and these people love me. They love me because I am their savior. And that's what he looks like to me. See, they love me, and how dare you? And you know what? He's been used as a vehicle. He's been used as a vehicle by a different type of Republican Party that's infected the Republican Party with the Tea Party and the multinational corporations who stand to gain big from their oil pollutions and their pipelines and their mineral rights and all the things that they're doing and the denial of climate change. He's a vehicle, and they're all trying to ride on right. The Trump train. So anyway, that's my complaint today. Thank you so much for taking my call, man.
No, love your calls, Jane. Thank you very much. Everybody, do not hang up. I'm getting you an order. I will get to you. Mary of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mary?
Yes. Hi, Matt. Happy Friday. I just wanted to discuss a little more what John Bolton said after he made that statement about Trump looking like a thug. He says, yeah, I think it's intended to be. And Caitlin Collins from CNN said, oh, you think they actually spent time deciding if he should smile or have this scowl? I mean, how much time do you think they spent trying to decide? And Bolton sort of has this smile on his face, and he says, almost as much time as they spent combing his hair. It was really funny. And Caitlin Collins, you know, she came over from ONA or Newsmax or something, so she didn't laugh, but Bolton kept a straight face for a moment. And don't get me wrong, I don't support Bolton. I just thought this was a really funny discussion. I mean, like a point that Bolton was making, like, what a jackass, you know, what a fool. As if we don't understand what he's trying to do, come off as a thug. Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. That's just excellent. Thank you very much. Mark from the SAC, my friend, we have very little time before the break. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I saw that picture, and I couldn't help but think of the first time image you have when you saw that old ad from the Jewish Chattooga Society that when you hate, who do you hurt the most? And the head keeps getting redder, and face gets redder and redder, and then finally explodes at the end of it. Just the rage that's showing there. I mean, for these bully boys, we have to go after them. We have to figuratively, not literally here, you know, trolls out there. So we have to go all Ralphie on their Scott Farkas' asses and you know, pound them into submission, because these guys are not gonna stop until you call them out. I mean, that they're bullies, and you need to confront them, and you need to, if they're committed a crime, you need to prosecute them, you need to indict them, and bring them up. And for that clown and just showing the paper there, that Tomczyk, who claims, oh, I didn't say that word. Well, he says, well, he uses it all the time, but it didn't say it here. Well, I hope he is responsible for the legal costs of the defendants in that case, loses that case. I mean, he's just a punk, just another punk, just like all the rest of the Republicans that are running the party right now here in
Wisconsin. Mark, thanks a lot for calling. Great call. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. I'll get to you. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get back to you directly right after the break.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Strong storms, including suspected tornadoes, claimed several lives in mid-Michigan. Brian Wheeler is with Consumers Energy.
The storm was certainly fierce, very powerful storm. It started really in Kent County, the Grand Rapids area, and then swept through the Lansing region on its way to Southeast Michigan.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says inflation is down while economic growth is up.
While these two forces are now working together to bring down inflation, the process still has a long way to go, even with the more favorable recent readings.
Powell spoke at the annual central bankers meeting. COVID cases are on the rise. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says there are some things you can do to protect yourself.
I think if you are going to be in a crowded public place, the subway, an airplane, a crowded theater, those are the kinds of places I would at least consider wearing a mask.
Gounder was interviewed on CBS Mornings. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A passenger was shot on a Milwaukee County bus yesterday. WISN 12 reports the shooting near Capitol and Sherman Boulevard did happen on the bus, with two people involved in the altercation. A 41-year-old man was taken to the hospital with a wound to the shoulder. The corporate word is shrink, but to you and me, it's called theft. Pete Schwaba has more about the Waukesha County wordplay.
When leaders at the Menominee Falls-based Kohl's Corporation updated investors this week about a reduction in margins, the department store chain attributed part of the decline to what they call shrink. Kohl's, along with other retailers, have been addressing theft-related concerns, implementing measures such as securing products and hiring more staff. Kohl's earnings beat expectations in the second quarter, but profits were down 53% compared to a year ago.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. I'll take you in order. John and Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, John?
Well, what the mugshot reminds me of, which, you know, he's trying to look tough, but he reminds me of the Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder scene in the one movie where they're walking in the jail. And they're like, no, Richard Pryor's telling Hoffman, you got to look tough. So we bad. If you remember that scene, that's what Drumpf is looking like.
That's what I've,
I do remember that scene. It's a great movie. They go into the jail and they're terrified and they look around and they go, "We bad. We bad." Great call. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. Thanks, Bob. What's in your mind today?
I'm thinking the Trump biography. And you use the mugshot for the cover with no words like the New York Post just did. And the title would be, "It Was All a Grift." Because I really think grifting comes into it from start to finish. You know, Steve Bannon and Putin helped put him in, and Roger Stone came up with the immigrant strategy, which the immigrant strategy was sort of like when Bush came up with the weapons of mass destruction. You know, just the convenient excuse. And I think that defines the Trump presidency. I mean, you know, when he sends people to Scotland just to stay in his expensive hotel when troops are going overseas, and countless other examples like that. It's just, it was all a grift.
That's a great idea. I think you should say, put it online. Maybe he'll pick it up. Thanks a lot, Bob. I really appreciate it. Want to talk about fake electors? It's come up in spades. One of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Atlanta prosecution that Fannie Willis has brought is a guy named Sean Still, S-T-I-L-L. And he just came out today, and he's taking the position in court that the reason he was a fake elector, he signed it. The reason he signed it, he said it was at Trump's direction. He's turning on Trump. His lawyer put out a statement and said, quote, "Mr. Still was acting at the direction of the President of the United States. The president's attorneys instructed Mr. Still and others that they had to meet and cast their ballots on December 14, 2020. Now, let me give you a little spoiler alert. That is not a defense. That is not a defense. If the President of the United States tells you to kill somebody and you kill him, that's not a defense. But the fact is that in front of an Atlanta jury, when this guy gets up at trial and says, "That man over there, Donald Trump, told me to do it. He's the president. What did I know?" It's not a legal defense, but juries are the ultimate deciders. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg. A lot of these other 19 are going to turn on him like dogs. One interesting thing that's come out is Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, the National Republican chair, has now been implicated. She was on a phone call with Trump and John Eastman, and they told her about the fake elector scheme. Now, she hasn't been indicted in Washington or in Atlanta so far, but I think she should be taken before a grand jury. Ronna, what did you say on that call? Did you say it was a bad idea? Did you say it was wrong? Did you say you go along with it? You were on notice. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? I'll tell you what. The Ron Johnson, this is unbelievable. Our senator, not my senator, but he got elected today, this morning, said to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sound like an interview committee, that the fake electors should not face prosecution for their political activities. Hey, Ron, how about you, my friend? These were not political activities. When you try to falsify voting machines and election result and lie about them, when Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss are driven out of their homes, have death threats, and you say that you have fake electors in your pocket that you want to send to Mike Pence from Michigan, as well as Wisconsin, that's not political activity. That's undermining election. That's treason. But that gets me. This guy has the nerve to come out and do this. He has not been indicted in this state. I'll tell you where people have been indicted. Over in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the AG, has indicted the fake electors. Jocelyn Benson of Michigan had talks with other election officials in Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And she may seek an attorney general opinion about whether Trump even should be put on the ballot in that state. And I want to get to that right now. That's a very, very important issue. Very, very important issue. In Florida, and this is breaking news, there is a lawyer who has started a 14th Amendment suit. And now there are going to be several of them. 14th Amendment suit. A disqualification suit against Trump in the Southern District of Florida under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We've talked about that a little bit on the show, but now it is in litigation in Florida. And he cites in his complaint Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the pertinent part goes like this, quote, if anyone having previously taken an oath as an officer of the United States or member of Congress, member of a state legislature or executive or a judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, and then shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid and comfort to enemies of the United States, is disqualified from holding office. That's what it says. Now, some people in the Republican Party said, oh, well, that only applies to the South. It does not only apply to the South. When it was passed, the background of it historically was when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in April of 1965, Andrew Johnson became the president as vice president, and he was a Southerner, and he was sympathetic to the South, and the Congress was in recess. And in those days, he had to call them back, and they weren't due to come back for 7 months. And they said, call us back. We got to talk about things, and he refused. Instead, what he did by executive action started to do things that benefited the South and brought the Confederate rebels back into government. When Congress finally did come back in, because they had to 7 months later, and the 14th Amendment was passed precisely so that it would be a constitutional imperative that guys like Andrew Johnson, friends of our enemies, could not hold sway in this country. And one of the main rebel leaders had just been elected to the Senate in one of the southern states because of Andrew Johnson. The question is this self-executing? And the answer is, it is self-executing. Two scholars, Michael Luttig, a very right-wing, believe it or not, a right-wing Republican-appointed, very, very well-regarded federal judge, and Lawrence Tribe, a Democrat who teaches constitutional law at Harvard, both opined, and so did two guys, William Bowdy and Michael Paulson, who are members of the Federalist Society, but they're scholars. One of them's at the University of Chicago. All four of these gentlemen said, this is self-executing for a simple reason. If a coup is even partially successful, they will appoint judges that will acquit somebody for doing it. So you should make sure these people never hold office again. What does that mean? It means that they shouldn't be put on the ballot even. That's what the lawsuit in Florida is trying to get at. And that's why this Jocelyn Benson, who's a terrific Secretary of State of Michigan, is talking with others in the swing states. It only matters in the swing states. Doesn't matter in Alabama. Doesn't matter in New York and California. It only matters in the swing states. And there's about seven swing states, and she's talking Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. So there are two things I want to say here, and then I'm going to the lines. One is, Josh Call, indict the fake electors. They're being indicted in Atlanta. They're being indicted in Michigan. Now Ron Johnson. Talk about chutzpah. The guy comes out, and they said shouldn't be indicted. He means he shouldn't be indicted. He was part of it. Tony Evers has said, indict him. I say indict him. And number two, this is Sarah Godlewski, Secretary of State. Don't put Trump on the ballot next spring in Wisconsin and get an attorney general opinion from Josh Call, because that's what Jocelyn Benson is going to do with Dana Nessel over in Michigan. Okay? You got to hear this from the party, guys, and it's coming from me. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. Cassandra Middleton, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt.
taking my call. Yes, I was just going to make a comment about Josh calling. You more or less summarized everything that I was going to say, or you addressed what I was going to ask. Some pressure should be put at the feet of Josh Call. Ron Johnson deserves a perp walk. He truly, truly does. He really does need to be held accountable for the people of Wisconsin. So that's all I got. Great show. Bye now.
Great call. Thank you, Cassandra. I agree 100%. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend, thank you for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I'd like to make a comment on that that communist sympathizer's mugshot. It looks like he's losing a little weight. He's only 215 pounds, which surprised me. And I thought it was a terrible picture. It looks like he's not only losing weight, it looks like he's losing his hair, too. But, that was my comment, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jack. Somebody sent me a picture. This is a great picture. There's a picture of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, then Muhammad Ali, in one of his fights when he was at the peak of his performance. And then they have his opponent next to him, but they have their stats. You know, the biceps and the set and that, but they have their weight and their height. Muhammad Ali in this picture is 6'3" and 215 pounds, the same as Trump says he is. Now, I got to be honest with you. He does not look like he's only 215 pounds, okay? I'm no doctor, I'm no expert, but the truth of the matter is, he also doesn't look like Muhammad Ali. And if he's 6'3" and only 215 pounds, he certainly can't float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I'll tell you that. He cannot float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. But in any event, look, here's the deal. I take no pleasure in a former president of the United States having a mugshot and being indicted on 91 felonies. 91 felonies in four courts. I have never known another defendant in my life, in my professional life, who managed to get away with so much that he got nailed in four courts for 91 felonies. But I want to repeat something. For anybody who says this is unseemly, this is wrong, my view is it would have been unseemly and wrong not to prosecute him, because no man or woman is above the law. And when you do what he did, and this strikes at the heart of our democracy, he lathered up thousands of people to go up there to the Capitol, and some of them got killed, and cops got badly injured, kicked in the head, and brain damaged. And he did it, and now he's trying to walk away from it. He leaves a train wreck of people who are in prison or being indicted themselves, his lawyers, his accountant, everybody gets indicted but him. He does not care. He's not standing by Walter Nauta, his body man. This is a guy from Guam who is in the Navy, very unsophisticated. Trump hires him a lawyer to basically tell him, don't rat on Trump. The guy leaves bodies in his wake, and his supporters have got to wake up to that. We need a center-right party, but we need it with somebody who's honest, who's a patriot of the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Shop local produce and handmade products Wednesday from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Pewaukee Farmers Market. Food trucks, children's activities, live music, and other fun awaits all who attend. Be sure to check out Jazz in the Park Thursday night. It's the largest weekly free music venue in Milwaukee. It runs from 6 until 9 at downtown's Cathedral Square. Starting Friday, Mexican Fiesta brings the sound, culture, culture and taste of Mexico to Milwaukee Summerfest grounds. Join the fun and celebrate 3 days of Fiesta for everyone. Visit MexicanFiesta.org for more details. On Saturday, enjoy the Waukesha Farmers Market right along the Fox River in Waukesha, various vendors, and it runs from 8 until noon. And support your Milwaukee County Park and visit the Traveling Beer Garden at Doctors Park of Fox Point this Sunday starting at 11 a.m.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 64. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 71. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74. Sunday, under mainly clear skies, 78 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a very significant statement that was made by a member of the Freedom Caucus. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold off talking about it till I hear from our next caller. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, my friend. You're awesome. You know what? If one person had been charged with just one of the crimes, the maiming, the death, the destruction that was wrought on January 6th, you know, they would have really had the book thrown at them, possibly, or certainly would have been really given a good long sentence. I mean, just hearing you read off that short list of destruction, but especially what you know these people say, oh, we're law and order, and you know, trying to kill law enforcement officers and or name or torture them and all the other the wrongdoing and the crimes. I'm just going to say that, and I'm going to hang up, and you go, Matt. And you know what, I got to say, I learn from your callers every day. You have an outstanding group of people that call in. I learn from them. They're really just really smart people. So thank you much.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for that great call. And I agree. I am very lucky to have my callers, our callers. I look at them as our callers. And this is the one show that does not have a co-host and does not have do interviews. And why is that? Because we have a lot of great callers. And my callers are my co-hosts, and my callers are my interviewees. And I'll tell you what, the callers in the aggregate have a lot more wisdom than the host, believe me. So thank you, and you're part of that, Stephanie. I was talking about this House Freedom Caucus guy. It's a guy named Ken Buck from Colorado, right-wing guy. I had never paid much attention to him, but suddenly he surfaced when they were giving McCarthy a hard time and he went 15 ballots to get selected for speaker and all that kind of stuff. And this guy is hardcore. He's hardcore. He's a hardcore right-wing economic nut and that kind of thing and foreign policy and everything else. But the one thing he did and that I respect and that I am glad he did is this. When Trump's mugshot came out, he publicly warned Trump to stop instigating his supporters over the indictment. In other words, lathering them up. And here's what he said, and I think it's a very, very fine statement. It's Ken Buck, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus from Colorado. Quote, talking about Trump, I think he absolutely needs to tell all Americans to stand down and allow the judicial system to take its course. We trust judges. We trust jurors. We trust appellate courts. I think that's sending a very clear message, and also having surrogates send a very clear message that violence will not be tolerated is appropriate. And what's he referring to? Trump has had spewed out a litany of attacks, insults, and lies about every prosecutor, every judge, and a number of the more substantial witnesses against him, and he has jeopardized their lives. The names, the pictures, and the home addresses of the jurors in Atlanta who returned the indictment, the grand jury indictment, are all over the internet. How is that possible? Because, and I like it from one point of view, it's transparent and progressive, but when you indict someone down there in a grand jury, your name is on the indictment, you, the grand juror. There were 24 grand jurors. It took 16 of them to indict, and the quorum was 16, and I'm sure all 24 were on there. Doesn't say how they all voted, but you see, a grand jury is what's called a grand jury and a petite jury, big jury and little jury. The little jury is the one you're used to, 12 people, they decide guilt or innocence. Grand jury sits for a long time, in some states for a year. And they go in once a month or a day or two, a month or a week, depending on how much activity there is. And that does not have to be unanimous in a criminal case. It can be majority. But anyway, their names appear. Now, I think there should be a provision, and I'd recommend this in Georgia, that when it comes to a controversial case, when it comes to organized crime, jihadists, terrorists, drug cartels, that kind of thing. And sadly, Republican politicians who try to overturn election, that the names not be disclosed publicly. In New York, the judge would not let the jurors' names be disclosed. That was the petite jury, the small jury, but I think they weren't even disclosed to Donald Trump because he knew he had a big mouth and he'd go around put it on Twitter, or X is formerly called Twitter, and True Social. But when your name, picture, and home address is all over the internet as having indicted Donald Trump, these people get death threats. They have kids that go to school. They can't afford security. They can't afford guards. I mean, some of these people make a living wage. They have a family. They have a spouse who may or may not work outside the home. Was home alone all day. He is deliberately jeopardizing the safety of the judges, the prosecutors, and the jurors in this case, and not just the jurors, but witnesses. Now, Jack Smith had to sell his home. He's the prosecutor in Washington with his wife, because Trump attacked his wife too, and moved somewhere that I think is undisclosed, and he has full-time security. As of May, the government had paid $2 million for his security, and he only started on it in November to May, $2 million. And he's being guarded like a Supreme Court justice is being guarded. I hope Fannie Willis is being guarded. I think she is by the Atlanta police, but there are racial components in the attack by Trump against her. Alvin Bragg in New York has been received death threats. So is the judge there and his wife and his daughter. Because I think that was the one where his daughter may have been had volunteered for some Democratic organization. You know, this is the guy's daughter. That's a very fair judge up there. A very, very fair judge up there. But the bottom line is what Ken Buck did is right, but he's alone. Nobody else has said it. Kevin McCarthy hasn't said it. Elise Stefanik hasn't said it. Nobody in the state has said it. Ron Johnson hasn't said it. Gallagher and Stile, none of them have said it. The Republican Party is being associated with political violence. We can't have that in our politics. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody have a great weekend. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for today. Home, like a complete unknown.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.